Everybody, episode 23.
Yippee!
Of the Patreon. I mean, sorry, the podcast.
She got a little ahead of herself here.
Of the podcast.
Oh my God. It's crazy to me that this is going to be one of our final times recording.
I know. And we're technically in the same country, just not together.
Yes, we are not together, but we did kiss.
No, what? No, we didn't. No, we
did not. In my dreams. Can I be a little bit emotional really quickly before we get into the episode?
Okay. I'm nervous.
Episode 23. So I'm currently at Onigiri's house. Actually, if you do hear a little bit of rustling on my end, it's because I'm at Onigiri's place and there's Yuzu, who's another bug girl here, Onibro and Onigiri. But you and I planned the podcast at this house where I'm currently recording.
Yeah, you're probably sitting in the same spot that I recorded the first episode with you.
Are you sitting at the spot that's furthest from the door? Were you sitting when you walk into Onigiri's door? Were you at the computer that's closest to the front door or the computer furthest from the front door?
Furthest from the front
door.
Me
too! Oh my God. It all comes back in circle.
It all comes back in
a circle.
The circle
of podcasting. I love it.
And we're now basically at the end.
We're basically at the end, which is crazy. It's been such an I know we're going to talk about all the experiences at the end, but how do you feel? What have you learned?
I've learned that doing a podcast, I don't want to do one.
She's so funny. Sometimes when we talk and she'd be like, Mata, don't take this the wrong way, but I don't want to do a podcast again.
I've told on stream.
Yeah.
And I think maybe I'm saying it too often now where people are be like, God, she must really hate it.
God, her and Matara are never going to speak after the
It was, it's definitely all Matara's fault, everybody. Mm-hmm. And you should all throw tomatoes at her.
Absolutely. Well, we can talk about it, the tomato throwing. It's just that it's a lot.
Talk about the tomatoes.
Let's not throw the tomatoes. Let's just what is the word? Intellectualize the tomatoes.
Contextualize.
What did I say?
Intellectualize. Hypothesize the tomatoes.
One must imagine the tomato as happy.
The tomato is red. Did the author mean for it to be red, or does red stand for the blood shed that happens?
Maybe red stood for the anger that Mint felt having to record with Matara every single week for the last 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah, the podcast is 6 months long.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, because it started in April. Why does April to July feel not very far? Is that just me?
Avril, May, Juin, Juillet. That's 4 months. It's 4 months.
It's 4 months, but it feels like it's close. Like it feels like it goes from April immediately into July.
Okay, what are 4 months that feel far?
4 months is a long time.
Sorry, not... I just said that wrong. I'm having awful jet lag, so please bear with me. What months on the calendar feel far then for you?
Oh, I don't know. You think of May and October. Those feel far.
Okay. Because May and October has more months than April to July. You dingus.
I know. That's not the point. What I'm trying to say is, yes, they feel far because they're different seasons. But April, I know it's springish, but it just feels like it's lumped into summer. So it's April.
No.
Like I said, it feels like I finish April and I go immediately into July is how
no,
I feel.
No, I disagree. I think April is lumped with spring, not summer. I disagree.
Yeah. Girl, you are
gonna
just
fight.
No, you're not listening to my point. It's that it feels like they are so close.
I love when you get when you're done with me. Your voice starts cracking and you're like, stop.
I've become that kid that's just like, this is what happens when your actions have consequences.
When will you learn that your actions have consequences? But no, it's the thing with the podcast that we both learned. I learned that for me, yapping, I can easily yap for hours and then go do my stream. But for you, the yapping takes a really big portion of your energy.
Yes.
It's hard for you to yap on schedule.
I think it's just not only that, but also like, you know, I guess when I don't do super many like just chatting streams where I'm like only chatting the whole time. Like like doing chatting for like, I don't know, a little bit and then playing a game or doing something, whatever. But I think because like I'm worried I'm gonna run out of material. I'm like, I'm gonna say all my material in the podcast
and then, I'm to talk about.
Yeah, then I have nothing to talk about. I'm gonna say all my stories. The other day I talked about on stream, I was just like, this is why that Kombini guy said I just like was fat or whatever. And my chat was like, what? And I was like, oh, I said that story on the podcast. Okay. And so I had to explain it again.
I actually love that. I love my favorite thing to do is to say the same story, but to different people.
Yeah, because you love hearing yourself talk.
Shut up. You're such a f***ing troglodyte.
Oh, wait, I forgot to explain something. Can I explain real quick?
No.
For anybody watching the podcast currently, if you are listening, hi, thanks for listening. If you are watching, listening. Though, you might be wondering what is behind us. What is this big blanket white space? And we today are drawing pictures of each other.
Yay! This is mint. I drew you.
Why didn't you react?
Huh?
Why didn't you react?
I did. I said, yay!
Oh, okay. I think Discord is cutting you out.
Yeah, the Discord's cutting me out when I go a little loud.
Yeah.
Yay! Yippee!
Yippee!
This is mint.
Oh, wait. You're already done?
Yeah. No, I'll keep drawing you a little bit more.
I'm going to draw. I haven't even started because we were talking.
Yeah, me neither. But yeah, you're right. Let me.
So this was Mint's idea that we're going to draw while we talk. And everyone's going to find out that I cannot. But like the reason I'm such a good yapper is because when I yap, I cannot do anything else.
I am yap only. I focus on the yap. Like I need to just, my whole body has to be in the yap. I'm moving my body. I'm waving around. I'm tapping my fingernails, you know?
Your fingernail. Okay, Matara, I need one thing from you.
Is it my body?
No. Give me an adjective.
An adjective. Sexy. What?
Oh, no. Give me another adjective.
What do you mean, no? You asked me up for an adjective. Make up your own adjective then, damn it.
Give me another adjective.
Sensual.
No.
Seductive.
No.
Stop. Stop saying no.
So give me an adjective that doesn't start with an S. Why are you only picking S's?
Stinky.
Okay, I'll go with sensual.
Oh, really? Oh my God, I'm shocked. I'm shocked you did that.
Well then, I'm trying to do a challenge where I don't use, or I use the what's it called? Undo button as little as possible.
Ooh, I don't think I ever use the undo button.
Ooh, so you're a natural talent.
I am a natural talent. Sorry, I laugh because I looked at my drawing as I said that. Oh my God, I am a natural talent. Yeah, yapping on schedule is hard, but this is where I really thrive. I feel like repeating the same story, and I love doing this where on stream, I'll usually say, oh, we were talking about this on the podcast. And I do feel that people who listen to your stream, let's say you have 6 hours of stream and you have 2,000 people, the 2,000 people at the start of the stream are different than the 2,000 people at the end of the stream. So repeat your stories. Keep the yap coming. You know?
I talked to someone about this literally recently. They were like, oh, I just say the same thing over again on stream and my chat is just like, oh, you've told us this story before. I'm like, yeah, but it's not always going to be the same people. You know, maybe it's just copium where I'm just like.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of love it when viewers are like, oh, I know this story. I'm like, yes, you are a true fan. You know the deep lore.
Yeah.
You didn't sound very convinced. You went, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I was imitating the, rather I was like making this, okay, when I draw, I make the same face as what I'm drawing. And I was like, responding in the same way. So I was like, yeah.
Tiki pero.
I can't wait to show you this.
I can't wait to show you my art. I think it's, hold on. I'm gonna see if Onigiri or Yuzu are here to witness my art.
Are you drawing right now?
I already finished, but I'll do another
you
one.
You can't finish. We just started though. It's 10 minutes in, girl.
No, it's Mint wearing a hat.
I'm not gonna
Why?
Lie.
Don't make her laugh like that.
Like huge
hairy
ball sack.
Okay, wait, you're making me laugh.
They're saying it looks like a man's genitalia, but that is crazy.
What? Yeah, how did you draw me?
Do you want to see?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I have to see at the end.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think it looks like a man's genitalia. I think they're being crazy. I think they're being silly, goofy. Wait, what if we don't see it until the podcast airs?
Oh,
isn't that more funky?
Okay, we'll do that. Please take this seriously. I am serious.
When have I not taken things seriously? When have you met me to not take things seriously?
Okay, it's pretty funny because I'm saying please take this seriously and then I'm looking at my own art. By the way, everybody, we're drawing this on mouse and keyboard. So I think it's beautiful. Oh, I'm still a
Thank
little
you.
Sick, guys.
You haven't
so
even
you hear
seen
me going
it,
like,
but... Oh, I brought you all. That one thing about Japan is the medication here is not as strong as in the States.
Yeah, I was telling my chat, like, I have to take the medicine that I have, or rather the medicine I got. And this is not just this type of medicine. It's like all the medicine I've ever gotten here in Japan is it's three pills, right? Three pills. And then I have to take those three pills three times a day. So it's nine pills.
Wow.
Pills here. Do you have lips?
What do you mean?
Do you have lips?
What? Keep going.
Okay, I'm gonna make you sensual.
Oh, okay, that's why. Yes.
I mean, do you want me to draw your other lips or?
Anyway, I'm doing another art of you. Okay, I can't draw and talk at the same time, Mint.
Okay, draw and sing then.
This is so Disney coded. I don't know how to tell you what's on my mind, so I'll sing it.
Oh my gosh, I was watching a thing earlier about
yes.
like do you I think it was High School Musical 2.
Yes,
how many High School Musicals are there? Three.
A few.
Okay, so you totally know as much as I do. Okay, great.
Yeah.
There's one song, I think it's in the second one, where they're on summer vacation and they're like partying it up at like this beach house place. And mm-hmm. one of the characters, Troy's best friend, I don't know his name.
Troy's best friend, okay.
Yeah, Troy's best friend, basically. He's playing baseball. And then, oh, gosh, the girl's brother?
Mm-hmm. Oh, your eyes are blue. I knew that.
Yeah, my eyes are
I knew that.
But anyway, they're singing this song together and it's called I Don't Dance. And it's like
and they're dancing?
Well, yes, but like the guy, the theater guy is trying to get Troy's best friend who's playing baseball to dance. And he's just like, yeah, you can dance. You can try it. And the Troy's best friend is just like, I don't dance. And it's so, it's so charged.
Charged like sensually?
Yes, it's very sensual. And they're like kind of flirty through the song too. And then at the end of the song, for no explanation, they change clothes.
Oh.
So at the end, they're just wearing each other's clothes.
Okay, that is a little, no judgies, right? Boys can do what they want, but also boys, hello?
Boy? I was like,
boys?
I was like, what is
What's
happening
going on here, boys?
Yeah. So, okay, I'm making your
Are you
going to
make this your profile picture?
Well, you got to make mine your profile picture.
I think you should. I'm really, like, I'm doing my hardest.
Me too.
And you know, sometimes people say your hardest isn't good enough, but my hardest is good enough.
I'm making your hair, like, really, like, model-esque.
Same.
Like, a blowing in the wind. And why are you? Why did you laugh?
Actually, I'm laughing because I took like the paint tool and then I tried to paint your hair, but I had holes, so it just painted the whole canvas.
Oh, wait, are you using, you're not on Windows 11, right?
I don't know. Why? How can I check what Windows I'm on?
Okay, you would.
How can I know?
You would probably know, but the Windows 11 paint has layers. It's kind of insane. Yeah, so it's like super fancy.
That is extremely fancy.
Yours is going to be, I'm not going to lie, it's already shaping up like pretty good. Like,
pretty cool? You're pretty good.
You're pretty good. I just messed up, but I'm not going to undo it.
There's no such thing. Happy little accidents, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
Bob Iger?
What's his name?
Iger? Bob Ross.
Ross. I think what? Bob Iger is the CEO of Disney.
What? Is he actually? I've never heard of that. I thought the CEO of Disney was Walter.
Disney?
Yeah.
No, that guy is in the basement. Frozen.
Oh, he's frozen. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why they make...
Not the conspiracy theory.
You guys, did you know that they released Disney's Frozen so that if you search Disney Frozen, the first search result would not be Walt Disney's frozen head in the basement.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
What are your clothes?
Draw me with very little clothes. I'm wearing like basically...
Do you mold these off?
No, my clothes, I don't molt them off.
Oh, okay. It's lame.
I know. I'm so lame. Okay, I think I'm cooking with this. Like,
oh, no. You have legs.
I've improved at art.
I believe you.
I believe you. I think I've been just like hiding my art level for a little bit now.
We don't know how this is going to be edited, but I hope it's like every like periodic, like every so often it cuts between my art and then cuts between your art. So you just see the progression of like what's going on.
Oof, okay,
I got this idea from a TikTok, you guys. I was on TikTok last night and I saw like painting a portrait of my friend. And I was like, oh, we could paint portraits of each other.
Honestly, I feel like I should be getting paid to not draw.
Ever.
Like, I think in the future, every time I'm going to say I'm going to draw, people should be like, you know what, Matara? Let's not do that. Let's not have you draw.
I think I want to redo your eyes.
Why? You don't think they're beautiful enough?
I think I went too much on the realism.
I think your eyes look just perfect. I think I really captured the spirit of your eyes so good.
I don't believe you.
Why? Why? You asked me to draw with you and now you're like, ooh, your art sucks. You suck.
I didn't you're a dumb say bug. That.
But you thought it. You were thinking it.
I didn't say that at all.
You were thinking it.
I wasn't thinking it even.
Liar.
You guys, she's just, you have to have more confidence, you know?
If there's one thing I have a little too much of is confidence. So I think I need a little less confidence.
Honestly, drawing me should be a breeze. It's you that I'm like struggling with, you know? You have too many mandibles.
Am I allowed to have like art advisors? Because I am in a room with other women and I feel like other women.
That's cheating. I don't have anybody to check my art. Well,
do you want people over? I can come over and like check your art.
Then why wouldn't you come over and record this episode?
Because I think it would be harder on the audio because then like if I laugh, my voice would clip through your audio. We've done it before when we had the COVID.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, we're not rooming together this time, guys, because drama.
Oh, but you know what? Can you please eventually post your Minecraft beds? This time, there was actually beds that we could have had together and we could have put them together.
Yeah, as soon as I'm gone, I will post the Minecraft beds.
Please.
Yeah.
Oh, that could have been us. We could have been in those beds together.
Well, you decided not to be with me.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we have a sleepover.
Oh,
really?
Oh, I love you
damn it. Damn you. You're so cute sometimes.
Shut up.
You're so cute. I would love to have a sleepover. What the hell?
We're going to have a sleepover.
Oh my God. Are you going to have the right bed or the left bed?
I'm already in the left the right bed. So
I thought you were on the right bed. I saw it was like messy.
Hey, don't call my room messy. I was doing laundry. That's why.
I thought you were on the right bed because it seemed like kind of messy and dirty and like it had like stains on it. It was stinky and gross.
There was literal just poop on the bed. Like she was treating it like a toilet.
Speaking it's of just poop, awful. Your ribbon.
What do you mean? What do you mean speaking of? Don't ever say that. What do you mean? Speaking of poop. Poopy, poopy, dookie. Pee, pee, poop, poop.
Dookie on the bed. Sorry,
one time
listener.
My cat took a dookie in my bed.
Oh, no. That's actually, okay, I love cats and dogs, but that's one thing where it's like, imagine you're having the most awful day and you come back and like your cat just puked on the bed. Forget it.
Oh, that happens all the time. Oh, the worst part about it, though, was when he did it, I was just like, he was like scratching around in my bed, so I was just aww. Like, oh, he's like trying to get comfortable, get comfortable, little guy. And he then just like turned around and like just pooped in my while I was in the bed. I was like, no, don't do this to me.
I'm so sorry.
I think he was getting old, and so he didn't realize it wasn't a litter
like
box.
Losing his I forget the word, like bodily abilities. Oh, I don't know how to say it.
I don't know, because he seemed really intent on
on like, pooping.
It didn't seem like he was like, uh oh, I gotta go and I'm gonna go right now. Like he probably could have left.
Aww.
Yeah, it's okay though.
Yeah, I get it. It's hard to like see your pets get old like that, right?
Yeah. But you know, it happens. Yeah. We're all old. What's that song? I've been afraid of changes, but
I know the song, but it's hard to tell because you're also like singing it like that.
Why we get older, children get older, and I'm also getting older.
Is that actually the lyrics? It's just we get older, children get older, and we're getting older too.
Thanks. Hold on. Which one? Which Fleetwood Mac song is that? Dreams?
Oh, it's Fleetwood Mac, the one where it's like, you're never gonna get away from the sound of the woman who loves you.
Oh, maybe. I don't think I know that one.
Well, maybe it's the way I'm singing it.
Oh, yeah, it could be. We can't recognize anything. Oh my gosh. You know what I was thinking earlier? I was just like, I want to do one of those streams where I was like thinking of who I could invite for it, but like where you're given a karaoke song but you don't know what song it is, and then you have to
Invite me, please.
Okay, I was thinking, I was just like, okay, I'll invite Matara, but then I was like thinking of who else would be.
Mint looking at her friends list. Okay, I'll invite Matara. Da, 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 da. Okay.
Don't be like that. Why are you so mean? You know what? I'm going to make you have an ugly face instead now. I'm making it.
Mint looking to organize a collaboration. Okay, I'm going to invite Madara. The joke here for anybody who's like a typical listener of the podcast is, you know how much Mint is afraid of messaging everybody all the time.
That's sensitive for me, though. I actually don't have a lot of people I could invite.
Yeah. Oh, no, but okay, just so we're clear, the joke wasn't like you don't have the joke is that you're shy to invite people.
Okay, I thought you were implying I don't have any friends.
Okay, full disclosure, a little bit.
Stop. No, I don't like this.
Okay,
I don't like
this. I'm so sorry. You do have friends and people do love you. And I really do think if you reached out to people more often, people would be nothing but happy to hear from you, because everybody always, you know what my friends always tell me? They don't believe you're real because they have yet to meet you. And I talk about you all the time.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. I'm elusive. I gotta keep my mysterious status, you know?
I'm elusive.
Oh,
you've never played Mass Effect. I was going to say, you're like the elusive man.
What's that? Give me the...
It's a guy. It's just a really rich guy. Kind of. He's just a really rich guy.
I'm drawing a Momo, by the way, with you.
You're so sweet. But yeah, seriously, like all jokes aside, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to like get on a sensitive thingy.
It's okay. It's just because, you know, I've kind of brought up like, oh, you know, being indie, I feel a bit lonely because I don't have like a friend group, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
But hey, everybody, this is a lesson in communication, right? Like sometimes even if you're close, you can do a little joke where your friend could be like, hey, today that joke is not cool.
Yeah.
And instead of being like, pussy, you suck, suck it up, you have to be like, oh, I'm sorry.
That's what you were feeling on the inside. You were just like, you were like, okay, let me get this out in a way that doesn't show this is how I was actually feeling.
But actually, I heard you reached out to somebody today, and I'm very proud of you.
Did she rat on me?
No,
but
she can't hear you. She can't hear you.
I'm just screaming in your ear instead.
Yes, you are. Yeah, I get it. But I mean, this is something, you know, we've talked about a lot where I'm always kind of letting you know to message people and to invite them. But again, you being shy and elusive and cute is also part of your charm, right?
Of course. But by the way, if she told you about it, did she tell you what?
You told me about it before. No, you can't say it on. But you told me about that before.
Okay, good. Yeah, I thought I did ask you.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah. No, of course you did.
What if I hadn't asked you and she told you that asked? You would have been like fine with it? Really?
Well, I mean, yeah, I talk to you all the time. We have good communication. If you want me a part of a project or something or a collab, you ask me. Like, it's not that deep. And if you don't, you don't. I have a bunch of projects that I didn't ask you to participate in. It's fine. It's not that deep. It's completely fine. Yeah, this is, I like how this episode we're teaching people that like it's okay to communicate. Everyone's gonna be like, damn, everyone's gonna come out of this better communicators.
We're all, this is how you communicate with your friend. Just, you know, say.
Make fun of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, even if like you hadn't asked me to participate in this, I'd be like, whatever. Like, for example, if I'm doing a song cover and I don't ask you to sing, are you gonna be like, I can't believe she didn't ask me to sing? No.
Yeah.
You continue your life. Come on, don't. You continue your life.
I'm saying to the crowd right now, I'm bothered.
I am so hot and bothered.
No, I am hot though because it's Japan air. Yeah. So
okay. Fun fact. I don't know if you have you seen Onigiri's Twitter yet? Her Twitter post.
Which one?
Can you open her Twitter? Like.
Okay.
So okay, you know this about me, Mint. I love walking. How often anything we do, I'm just like, can we go for a walk every time?
Yep.
Like I am a walker. And today we were maybe like an hour away from Onigiri's place. And I asked if, you know, I was saying, hey, let's walk back. I'm going to walk back home. And she goes, I'll walk with you. So first of all, we walked the wrong way
for like
15 minutes. So we add an extra 30 minutes on the trip. But
I did see her tweet with her like squeezing out the water.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I was wearing my little Miffy bag. Every little rabbit, I had to squeeze it out because they were my passport. I sent Mint a photo. My passport is like in a bag of rice right now.
Don't you have to submerge it in the rice?
I don't know. Will the rice we'll figure it out. Onibro was really cute. Onibro like took my passport and was trying to like soak it in the rice. But anyway, so we first of all walked the wrong way for 30 minutes. So that added time to us coming back. But then Japan is getting a typhoon in a few days. Or like, not Japan, but there is going to be a typhoon warning and everything. So it starts raining a little bit.
Yes, Japan. Yeah.
Yeah, Japan. It starts raining a little bit. Cool. But then it starts raining a little more. So I tell her, oh, let's wait a little at the konbini. And then it doesn't stop raining. And then we realize, oh, it's going to be a typhoon. Not a typhoon, but a big rain. And the thing is, we're already kind of wet and we're already not that far from home. So we just kept walking. But then it did get that wet and it did get that much. But I really enjoyed it. And I got to give it up to Onigiri. I already told her. She didn't complain. And I told her, I was like, listen, if you get too wet, if you decide that, you know, you're unhappy, just let me know. We can grab a cab. It was such a good walk. The rain was so like warm. Mm-hmm. I might get sick. Who knows?
Don't get sick. We have too much to do for you to get sick. Please, dear God, don't do anything but get sick. Just stay inside now.
Dear God.
What?
No, I was making a dumb joke.
Oh.
I said, dear what? Dear God.
Oh.
Did you like it?
Wait, I don't get it.
Let me.
The dear God. Like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a dumb joke. You'll get it soon, everybody. No, it was just like a really pleasant walk. And like I said, I love walking. And it was just really nice because even though we were soaked, we were already so soaked that it didn't matter. And we just kept walking. And then we got back. And it was awesome.
No, I think the walking is great. Like I said, I did a 5-hour walk.
Yeah.
And then the day after, I got sick. So from walking. Or I didn't even talk to anybody. I didn't meet.
That is so funny.
I went inside one cafe, a Starbucks, and I just, and that was it. And it was because I was so hot. I was like, anywhere, just a cafe, please. Just give me something.
Speaking of, so I'm staying with our friend Onigiri, and Onibro is doing a stream. Have you seen this stream yet?
What stream?
If you go on my Twitter, there's like a picture of me. I went to visit the best streamer that I know of in Japan. They're called Rock-kun.
Oh yeah, I have seen The Rock.
Okay. So basically, Onibro, we're gonna show this for anybody who's watching the pod, but basically it's Onibro just has a rock that's outside and he just has a camera pointed on the Rock-kun the whole time. So the other day there was a little earthquake in Japan, and I think on Twitter, it's got like 30,000 likes, where it's just you see a little video of the rock shaking because of the earthquake. So today on stream, I'll link it to you. And then today on stream, the rock was wet. So the whole time we're walking outside, I'm just like, man, Rock-kun is probably getting views right now.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh, Rock-kun getting the action and everything. Oh,
it has 57,000 likes.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Let me post it the in rock? The it's not The Rock. It's Rock-kun.
Oh, sorry. Rock-kun.
Rock-kun. It's so hard, like being a good streamer. And Rock-kun just does it, you know?
Is your purple thing armpit hair or?
Yes, it's armpit hair. That's how my species grows their armpit hair. Okay. No, it's like boa and fluff. Oh. You little head.
I think Sesshomaru is armpit hair.
Wait, what? What about Sesshomaru?
He has the same thing you have.
It's called fur.
Oh.
You freak.
Well, why can't we call ours fur? Why do we call it hair when it's...
I don't know
why
either.
Don't we call it what it is?
I don't know either. Okay, hold on. I'm going to post this for you just so you can see Rock-kun and
okay.
57,000 likes.
Did you send it?
Yeah, I send it in the... If you look at the podcast room.
Rock-kun has detected... this was yesterday. Wait, when did this happen? Was I asleep? Oh, 2 a.m.? Maybe I was asleep.
Wait, Onigiri, do you know when the earthquake happened? The other day?
Who are you shaking?
He posted it exactly when the earthquake happened. So yeah, it must have been like 2 a.m.
Yeah, I was asleep. Oh, I always sleep through earthquakes, man.
It's okay. I slept through, I think it's called the Rapture, right? Like, I think there was the Rapture a few years ago. I slept through that. Oh. It was like the end of the world.
Yeah.
I slept through a lot of end of the worlds.
Nice.
I slept through my home planet getting crushed.
If a tree falls in a forest and nobody is around, does it make a sound? If Matara, if there is the Rapture or a home planet is getting crushed and Matara is asleep, did it really happen?
Well, yeah, my home planet is no more, so I think so.
It could be playing hide and seek.
It's like the Schrodinger's planet,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you were asleep for that, how did you leave?
Spaceship. I was in the spaceship, and it just does. It was so traumatic. I don't quite remember all the...
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sorry, we're getting into some deep topics, you guys.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, you guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to, we went for this really long walk. We can talk about some of the stuff we did yesterday, you and I as well.
Yeah, we met up yesterday.
Well, before that, I went for a really long walk with Onigiri. We got soaked. and yeah, it was a really, really fun time.
Good.
You want to talk about the cute maids yesterday?
You guys. Matara came and she was just like, hey, I'm fresh off the plane.
I was literally
fresh.
Let's
go to a maid cafe.
So just so everybody's clear, from Narita, you can get for like $20, you can get the Skyliner, which brings you to like Ueno or Nippori, which, by the way, is right next to Akihabara. So I was like, hey, man, what are you doing?
I know. She basically was just like, meet me in Akihabara. We're maid cafe. And I was like, how can I say no?
And I had a small enough luggage that I just lockered it. There's a bunch of these like lockers everywhere. So I just put it in a locker. And then my only thing that I asked for, and I say this with love to Maid Dreamin, I wanted not to go to Maid Dreamin because I feel we always go to Maid Dreamin. It's, I wanted somewhere new. And I actually really wanted to go down the street and find a place. But you promised me that we're going to do that. So instead, what did we do? Where did we go?
Instead, I was just like, okay, hear me out. Hear me out. Because I used to be a regular at a maid cafe. Mm-hmm. I know, shocker.
Yeah, like, yeah, shocking.
I would go along the streets and the girls would know me. So like,
they called you the stinky ghost.
What? You're the only one laughing at that. You're like, they called you stinky.
They called you smelly. Smelly.
Smelly. Isn't that funny? The joke. She smells.
The joke is she's stinky.
Yeah. But they had closed down like during COVID, and I was so sad. I was just like, I never got to see them again. And then one of the girls who used to work there, she actually reopened the maid cafe, and it's back open, baby, and it's thriving. Yippee! And I'm like, yeah, baby, woo! And so I was like, Matara, can we please go see them?
Great idea, by the way, because it was one girl's birthday. And she was so cute. And you got so many Polaroids. You got like the birthday special with so many Polaroids.
Yeah. Like, I was just like, I don't know this girl, but it's her birthday. Let's party. So I
felt like I wanted to spoil her because it was her birthday.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I was just like, okay, I got the birthday package. You got like some Omurice, and you got some dances.
I asked them to draw a little cock. When I told the waitress, because usually people always ask for cute stuff. They'll ask for a bear or a little bunny.
Yeah.
I was like, can you draw? My first thing that I said, I was like, I said, gomenasai. Which is, I'm so, like, it's such a polite way of saying sorry. And she looked at me like, gokiburi.
She was cracking up, though. She got a tickle out of that. She was like, it's my first time drawing it. And I was just like, it was a good experience for you. Now she can probably draw anything. You enhanced her drawing abilities, basically. What?
Onigiri sent me a message, but it was something that she copy-pasted, and I think she meant to send it to someone else. So I just replied with a smiley face. And I hear her behind me going, oh, shit.
Oopsie. Oh, we've all done that. Whoopsie, whoopsie.
Sorry, go on. So the girl was really enjoying it.
They were so sweet. And like you said, it was someone's birthday. It was a girl's birthday. So we got to spoil her a little bit.
Which was really cool. They let you record and they said you can post it on SNS, which is social media.
I was so happy. I was like, I'm kind of nervous because I was just like, is she ready for, you know, I'm not to say like I have a huge following, but I'm just
God, you're so popular.
I know. I know I'm like the most popular.
Like, I feel like we can talk about it because, you know, anybody can go through our following list. It's public. But like one girl, she actually retweeted. So we had a waitress that was lovely. And she actually retweeted the photo. And again, if people just go,
waitress.
She's not a waitress. Oh my God. No. I am so sorry. Bleep that out. No, she's a maid.
I just realized something with Tara.
What?
I'm coloring you in.
Uh-huh.
And you're a bunch of pink. Uh-huh. And I use a pink green screen. So probably that's as funny. I'm like coloring this, parts of you are disappearing.
I have green. I have a green screen. We should have drawn ourselves.
No, that's it's so more funny. Fun if we draw each other.
It is. No, you're right. So anyway, if you look through our following, you know, all that stuff. But she retweeted one of the, basically, the omelets and the omurice that I had. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And she was so sweet. And I had her perform Luka Luka Night Fever. And then she performed a song by Twice called TT. And she was so cute.
She was so really energetic happy. And so cute. The maid cafe. Yeah. Can I say the maid cafe?
Yeah.
It's called Heart of Hearts. Mm-hmm. Please go because it was my Oshi maid cafe back then. And I still love it so much.
And if
so
you please. Go, please go see Mikan. She was very sweet.
Yes, Mikan. Mm-hmm. She was so cute.
I do have to say, she basically was asking us about our Twitter. And, you know, I had her follow me. And I did this thing where I was like, don't tell anybody. But I'm a VTuber.
And she was like, oh. It was cute because I didn't expect that kind of reaction.
They were really sweet. But it was so cool to see, like, because it was somebody's birthday, a lot of people came in with flowers and gifts, and a lot of people had champagne, and it was just really fun. And it really made me want to, like I said, also get like a lot of special stuff. Because it's someone's birthday. You want to celebrate with them.
Yeah. No, for real. And it just, it was just like a good time. Like everybody, all the vibes were good. Everybody was having fun. And it was a good time. It was a good time.
Yeah. And there was a lady next to us. I forgot, but she was also asking us about something, wasn't she?
She mentioned my bat or the
that your double bat she got for you.
She thought my bag was cute. And so we were just like, hee, this is the bag. Yeah. So, we told her about that.
Very cute bag. Yeah, it was just really, really good vibes. And it's a smaller cafe. It wasn't full at all. Again, absolutely only love to Maid Dreaming and other places like that. But they are very busy. And sometimes you don't really get a lot of personalized attention from the maids. But here, I feel like we were spoiled for attention. They kept coming up to us. They kept talking to us. I felt so seen. I got so much Genki energy. It was amazing.
I'm glad because the last time I took you to that maid cafe, it was not such a great experience. So I feel like
this
made up.
The time that I had food poisoning?
Yes.
Yeah. Where you were really cute and you like wiped my fingies with the wet napkin. I'll always remember it. It was so cute. You took care of me. That morning, Giri took care of me too. She made me some kanji and she got me medication.
Medication. You need more of that.
I'm off my medication.
Me before the stream. You were like, did you take your medication? I was like, oh yeah, I forgot.
Oh my God. I don't know why this just reminded me. So we went to karaoke today.
Fun.
Yeah, and I went with a bunch of people that I was with spoke Chinese, so they were singing Chinese songs. And one of the songs, the lyrics were like, I drink my sake and I am depressed and my day is pain. And it just reminded me of that. I was like, me at the slightest inconvenience. I think it was a Jay Chou song.
Oh my God.
Which like, it was just, it just reminded me of that.
Just they're keeping it real, you know? I'm really impressed with my art. I'm not gonna lie.
Me too. I'm really impressed with my art. I think I outdid myself. Hold on. I wrote you something.
Oh, and
wait.
Where?
Yeah. Take a look in your DMs.
I knew you were gonna say something about it. Oh my God. Oh, sorry guys.
I'm being a little shithead.
It's sensitive information.
It is. Hold on. I need to ask my art advisors. Ladies, how would you make this painting better?
No, that's cheating. It's cheating.
Oni bro, can I have you over? How would you make this art better? Please come over and you can talk on the mic.
I don't have any art advisors.
Wish. Also, I'm just warning everybody, Onibro communicates in like short moans.
What?
Yeah, that's every time you're on Onigiri's
stream.
What do you
mean by that?
He only does that. He's only like,
That's not moaning.
Kind of is. What would you say, Onibro? How could I make this better? It's good enough, right? It's perfect.
Did he go,
He went, it's perfect.
He didn't say it's perfect.
I swear to God, he said it's perfect.
No, I didn't hear it. It didn't happen.
It happened. Stop.
It didn't happen.
It happened. He loves my art. He thinks it's arting. He thinks
I'm
it's perfect.
I'm really giving you like hair, okay? And it's like,
finally, hair. I can have hair. Finally, it's been my dream all along.
Well, I made your like wing hair part like flowy, and then
you're the best.
I'm giving you like some real details, some real finer details.
Something
here.
I do want to do with you, that we talked about. So we want to have a day where it's going to be tough because, like, okay, so in maid cafes, you either get food or you get drinks, right?
Yeah, and you have to get a drink.
Yeah. And we were thinking of maybe taking 1 hour and going like 1 hour, we go to this mate cafe, then we go to another one, then we go to another one, another one, yeah. another one. But the problem is, how many iced coffees am I going to have? How many iced teas am I going to have? Like, I'm going to die.
I know.
Not to be dramatic.
No, we were like, okay, let's do like 5 hours. Because, you know, you have to stay. Well, you don't have to, but you pay for 1 hour.
You pay for an hour, yeah. You basically have like a table fee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the table charge is also you have to get at least one drink.
Yeah.
But like, again, like you said, if we're cafe hopping, I kind of want to, especially if they're new cafes, I want to sample some of their wares. I want to try the, you know, I want to try the parfaits. I want to try the food. But if, you know, I'm not going to go to the May Cafe and be like, okay, I'm going to get edamame at each one so I don't fill up.
Yeah, so you don't.
Yeah, but if we do go to like five,
I still think we should go, and then worst case we just are a little bit
hefty?
Chunky the next day. Yeah.
Hefty.
A little, as I like to say, erotically chubby.
You do use that a lot.
It's just great. I like it. Erotically chubby.
Okay.
Like Wario. My lover.
No, because I've already lost weight on this trip. I don't want to gain it back in one day.
I really want to do this. We have a few places in mind.
Maybe
not going to share them yet. We're going to share them after. Maybe what?
I was going to say maybe if someone has, you know, done kind of, you know, I guess I don't want to compare it to bar hopping, but like if someone has, you know, cafe hopped before in a similar way, like if you have suggestions to kind of be like, oh, this is how you can min-max your experience without filling up so much, you know, because
we can't go and order an omurice every time. We will
exactly.
die.
Exactly.
After two omurice, we will die.
We had to share the omurice last time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot to draw your badge. Your little.
Yeah, it's okay.
Thing,
just so we're clear, brooch. Like, don't expect greatness from me. Expect mediocrity and you'll still be disappointed, girl.
Expect greatness from me because mine is really great right now.
Okay.
I'm not even
You're
kidding.
Really great.
Thanks, I know.
You're pretty good.
Stop, you haven't even played!
One thing I really want you to do, obviously don't tweet during the time they were at the maid cafes because, you know, people can find us, but I think you should start a Twitter thread. And just kind of write about our experience at each maid cafe. And then as we leave Akihabara, you then tweet it out. What do you think?
I think. Okay, I agree with you. But the my issue is I have tried doing like those kinds of threads before. And for some reason, Twitter will delete them before I can even. Maybe I have to like save each one.
I think what you have to do is you save each one separately.
What I'll do is I'll probably like write it all in a notepad or something.
Write
and
it
then,
on your phone and then just screenshot or save it.
Yeah. And then I'll save it and then I'll just copy and paste it when we leave.
Yeah. No, yeah. I really, really want to do that. Another thing. Okay, this is where I need your help or I need Onigiri's help. Did you know they have like 7-Eleven Gundams? 7-Eleven.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God. I need to find these for you. 7-Eleven has Gundam collabs. I want to see if I can find. Listen, I know... every time I talk about anything, people are like, just get it online. There is a thrill. There is an excitement. Yeah. There is like a little adrenaline when you walk into a little store and you're rummaging around and then you find it. You find that little guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And exactly. I want the adrenaline. I want to feel alive again, damn it.
I know. I don't usually go to I never used to go to the kind of touristy stores in Akiba, the ones that sell all the figures and stuff like that. But I had started going because I was looking for Metal Gear stuff. I was like, what if I just find a little figure, chilling in a, and I have before. Mm. So
take a look at the 7-Eleven Gundams. They're insane. I want them.
Wait, I want to see. Did you send one?
Yeah. Look at this guy. He's the Gundam of the 7-Eleven, the protector.
Oh, he's so cute.
Isn't he the cutest?
When you said 7-Eleven, I was just like, oh, are you trying to find a 7-Eleven that sells them?
And then no, it's a legitimate, for anybody that's listening, the Gundam has the 7-Eleven logo on their shield, and they're holding what looks like a stop
looks
sign
like
with
a traffic
7-Eleven,
sign.
Right?
Looks like a traffic sign that has
the Char Zaku, and it's also got 7-Eleven on their gun.
I like the Zaku, it's very cute.
I like the Zaku a lot.
Because this article is from 2011, so...
Yeah, but they do have a lot of these collabs that I just found out not long ago.
Yeah, I would wager. I wonder if they're expensive.
It's been so they were only 1,400 yen, but that was 13 years
much.
Ago.
Yeah, this was kind of
before. I feel like obviously Gunpla was always very popular, but let's be honest, there's a lot more people now into anime and Japanese culture than 10, 12 years ago. So I do wonder if they really became. I just want to find cool stuff.
Oh, you say that. In Japan, it's always been, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, sorry for foreigners that are going to be looking at this kind of stuff. Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I can just find one on Mercari just to see, get a price point. And
is it bad?
I'm not finding one. So maybe I just put in the wrong thing.
SpaghettiO.
Seven.
Oh, I see Amazon JP. Oh, not for sale, not for Sasalele.
Sasalele.
Oh wait, there's one on sale for 3,180.
I found one. Oh, actually, there's a bunch on Mercari, and they're only 2,000 yen.
Yeah, I see some on Amazon JP.
Yeah, so yeah, that means if you find it in store, it probably won't be so bad unless they price gouge it.
yeah. Is that how you say gouge? I thought it was gouge. Price gouge. Okay, that
price gouge.
Price gouge. Cool.
Yeah.
Basically, I live with my roommates in the middle of nowhere. Nobody ever comes over. My roommates are begging me to not buy any more stuff.
I want to come over. I want to come over.
Okay, so you can come over anytime after November 1st. Because October 15th is my 1 year and I'm doing a 2-week stream.
Oh my God. What if I just barge in through the door?
Oh, and haunt me?
Yeah.
Can you give me a head rub if you do that?
I thought you were going to say a heads up. Can you let me know when you're going to barge?
Can you let me know when you're going to invade my house and haunt me?
I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Giving you a heads up seems kind of tough.
I still want to, honestly, this whole time we were supposed to, I was actually supposed to come visit you 4 times this summer. But in my defense, we both got really busy.
You went to California and you didn't come visit me.
Okay, you went to California so many times. You also went on trips. You also had work. Don't even. Do not. We will fight. I will choke you. I will snap your little neck and kill you again.
You went to someone else's birthday party and you won't go to mine. You guys, I invited her to my birthday party and she said,
no, you did it.
I'm doing a stream that day.
You are lying.
She Your said, I have to clip my toenails that day.
Okay. For anybody who does, she is lying because your birthday is October 1st. It's coming up.
Yeah.
So she is lying. Just so we're clear. She is lying.
I'm just being a little pot stirrer right now.
Yeah. But I will be clipping my toenails that day. I'm busy.
Oh, yeah. I know. See, I already knew her answer. That's why I didn't invite you.
I'm busy clipping my toenails.
No, she's a big old toenail clipper.
You should be clipping your toenails. I have two toes. I have two toes and two long nails.
Do you have to shave down your arms too? Like, how does that work? Or is it the molting, you know, like?
My claws, it's like cats. Like, I just keep scratching things. And then my claws.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like a cat.
Yeah. Speaking of.
Do you have like a scratching pod? What's of you? Like on a scratching pod?
Oh my God.
Wait, those same ones that we had in the podcast room?
With all the cats. Photoshopped.
Was that a Patreon episode? I can't remember.
It was a Patreon episode, but I remember posting a photo about them, how scary and like creepy they were.
Oh my gosh, they're so funny.
I still do want to come visit you, and I think I will once the weather gets a little bit colder in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to meet your cats, and I want to hang out with your cats, and I want to love your cats, and I want to play your pachinko.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Oh, I thought you were gonna like ask like, is that a good time for you or something? Like,
oh no, I mean I'm coming over. Like there's, it's already been promised. It's been predetermined by the stars.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You can also come over if you wish.
I'll think about it. I might be clipping my toenails that day.
You're such a little kusogaki.
Toenails are not going to clip themselves. I'm just saying.
Those toenails are not going to clip themselves. But back to the topic that we started. Are you interested in searching for like rare? They're not rare, but basically Gundams and thrifting for stuff that maybe we don't have here.
Maybe if you want to go through it. Yeah, we can try. Cool.
It's been so hot in Japan that it's really hard to be outside during the day.
I know. I literally stayed inside the whole day today because I was just like, first of all, it was rainy and I was like, I have work to do. I'll just get this done and I knew we were going to be recording. I've been signing them. I signed a big old stack today.
Good. Yeah.
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 Before I hand them off to you and then you sign them.
I'm excited. Did we have any plans to do a collab while we're both here?
I don't think we officially came up with one, but we can.
Okay. We're letting y'all know on the podcast early. Although the podcast, by the time it gets edited, they would know.
Maybe. Know. Oh, I guess so. Because it would be on like a schedule or something.
I had somebody ask me if I'm going to collab with you less after the podcast. And I'm like, if anything, I'm going to collab with you more. Because right now we're not collabing as much because I talk to you like 4 times a week.
Right. It feels like we're collabing all the time. So it feels way less. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Yeah. Because I think that's just the big thing is like, I will be like, you know, kind of earlier, I was like, oh, I want to do this collab with the karaoke thing. I'll invite you. But I was like, oh, but you know,
I'm like,
when do I do it? Because we already like talk so much and, you know, do so much together.
I'm gonna invite you to a collab. I already told you. I'm gonna invite you in a collab in October. I'm gonna cook.
Oh, you did tell me, yeah.
I did tell you.
I have a question. Yes. What color do you want your lipstick?
Pink.
Okay.
Can you? I've been meaning to ask you this because people in my chat asked me to ask the person about this, but then you can let me know. Can you explain the diaper chief thing? I can't ask Vincent to explain it to me.
Because he's the one who came up with that joke.
Okay.
Because so whenever. Meme. Yeah. Actually, I didn't even know that was his meme, to be honest. I had heard it before. I think it was like one of those types of memes that like spread so far that like.
And you don't even. I didn't know that. Okay. So for anybody who doesn't know, I one of my collaborators, his name is Vincent Vinny Vinesauce. And I didn't know this, but he has so many memes. Like he was telling me about something in a collab.
When you first told me that you were like collabing with him, I was like, whoa, that he's, I watch him. And you were like, I don't know who this guy is.
Which was crazy because usually I watch people and you don't know who they are. So this was crazy.
You always are naming off people. I'm like, yep. Who?
But there's so many memes. I didn't even know he was telling us. Like sometimes it'll be like, oh, that meme came from my channel. And I thought he was joking. I'm like, yeah, sure. That meme came from your channel, but it actually did.
It's kind of like when you, okay, sorry, I hate to say this, but it's like when someone tells a joke and I'm like, yeah, that's a Metal Gear reference. And they're just like, what?
What? Yeah. So, okay, so he made the joke DARPA chief because DARPA chief.
Yes. It just sounds like diaper chief. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. That's it. Why? People in my chat were like, ask him about it. Ask him about it. Tell him that. Tell him about Mint. Tell him about Mint. I'm like, what are we going to tell him? Hey, my podcast co-host and stinky girlfriend also likes Metal Gear. Like, what am I going to tell him?
It's all you got to say, I guess. I mean, what else?
Well, one day I'm going to cook up a collab between you two and you can tell him yourself.
Okay. I'll be actually.
It's gonna be so awkward. I already know everyone's.
I've only watched one of his Metal Gear videos. It was like he did a. You can't watch it yet, but he did one of Metal Gear Solid 3 where he's he like kind of makes he kind of like glitches the models and stuff and glitches the game, so it like is pretty funny. The cutscenes are funny. The thing that I've like laughed at and watched the most is a clip where he's playing Mario Party, and it's one of those mini games where you have to like record the voices and then the judges.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I sent you that one and you were like,
eh. whoa. Vincent, if you're watching, I thought it was so funny. No, he knows. At one point he sent me a clip of something and I was like, Well, yeah, if you think it's funny, like, good for you, buddy.
Because I was just like, yeah, he did this video. And you were like, oh, wow, this one's kind of popular. I was like, yes.
Listen, I'm sure there's a lot of my jokes that people don't find funny.
Oh, that's like every time you open your mouth, girl.
I'm going to strangle your little neck. I'm going to snap it in two.
No, you're not, because you're going to see this artwork and you're going to be like, whoa. Never mind, Picasso.
Maybe Picasso. Don't ever say that word. You ruined it for me.
That's not even what I was thinking of. This is a
deep cut. You know, she reads those. She listens to those sexy novels. I remember one of the lines is, "You are the Picasso of oral sex," and it every time now that word is ruined for me.
Well, I only brought up Picasso, but he's the wrong painter. You're going to think of me as Monet.
Is that what they said? You are the Monet of oral sex?
No, it was the Picasso. But I'm saying art, you are going to be like, you are a modern day Monet. You are, wow, you know.
Is Monet the one that, impressionism, right? I'll be very impressioned. By your art.
You'll be very impressed.
I'll be so impressed.
It's not impressionism, it's imprestinism.
I like that a lot. Impressionism. But yeah, basically for anybody that doesn't know, the first thing I did when I came to Japan was just go to Akihabara with you. And then after we were done with the maids, I said, can we go to Donki?
Yep.
Donki Hotel. I love that store. It's got everything. Seriously.
It's just Japanese Walmart.
It's amazing. It's got everything. I'm already.
It does.
When I come to Japan, I don't even bring any like bath products. I just buy them. I just stop at Donki and I just buy everything I need. I even bought mouthwash.
Why bring my mouthwash? You bought mouthwash.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Why would I bring my mouthwash from home when I can buy mouthwash at Don Quixote?
Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah. No, it makes sense to me.
Yeah. I bought a bunch of stuff.
Oh, wait, I'm going to write your name in cursive. Hold on. I'm about to sign
it.
You
know how to write cursive?
Yeah, I do.
I'm shocked.
Why are you shocked at that?
Skill nowadays.
No.
No.
Yes. Actually, what if, you know, like how they have those really fancy letters, like that SpongeBob episode when he writes I'm going to write it like that in the background. Okay.
I am not going to sign mine because I need this to be your Twitter profile picture and people will need to be like, who is this artist?
Where can I hire them?
Answer everybody. It's Matara Khan of Vishojo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Will I say it proudly, loudly, proudly?
You should say it loud. Are you proud of me? Answer the question.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said answer you the cut out. Question.
What was the question?
You piece. I said, are you proud of me?
Oh, you know. What day of the week is it?
What day of the week is it? Okay, so in Japan, it is Thursday, but I think in America, it's Wednesday.
No, because it's Thursday night, so it's Thursday morning for America.
Well, are you not proud of me on certain days of the week?
Yeah.
What? Explain yourself.
Because, you know, I have to have rest days, okay?
Pride today never takes a rest day.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday is when I can tolerate you. Every other time is just like...
You tolerate me less days of the week. You don't tolerate me more days than you tolerate me. That's f***ed up, Dayo.
Dayo. Who are you trying to be?
That's f***ed up,
Dayo. Don't be her. Dayo.
Kiru, kiru, kiru. That's crazy. Yeah. That changes everything.
What do you mean?
Why? My pride never takes a day off.
Guys, this is why the podcast is ending.
I keep forgetting the quote that rated. Is it like, what a pride? It's not what a prideful woman. What an egotistical woman. Me.
What an egotistical woman.
He was talking about me.
Yeah, I know. Why are you saying that's a good thing?
He was talking, when Raiden said, what an egotistical woman. It was about me, Raiden.
Oh my gosh. You know who I talked to today? I talked to Apache.
Uh-huh.
And all the other people in the Kojima Frequency podcast as well. Uh-huh. And they were like, because he listened to our podcast about
it. I know. Where we were like calling, we have got to stop talking about people on our podcast. I think it's worse for them.
Because we don't expect them to listen.
When I said I did not find Vincent's clips funny, oof, that's going to be real fun.
No. I said you didn't like that one clip. You just now said I didn't find his clips funny. I never implied that you thought none of his clips were funny. I thought you just were like, oh yeah, that one was whatever. But now you're saying you don't find any of them funny.
Not the ones that I see.
The ones that I see, the ones that are on, the ones of his content that he posts on the internet. Could okay, use some so you work.
Were, so you were talking to me. No, he's okay. Before we change, he's actually really funny. We had a collab the other day and we were like questioning, we were grilling him about something. He's like, I don't know. I forgot. I blacked out.
Oh, and I thought that was funny. Vincent?
Yeah.
Vinny?
He was like, I blacked out.
It feels weird. I don't know the guy, but like since he goes by Vinny online, but I'm like, I don't, it feels too informal. So I must call you Vincent.
Yeah, that's why I call him Vincent.
Vincent Vine Sauce. Vincent John Vine Sauce.
Ooh. No, he needs to have like an Italian, because he's Italian, New York. He needs to have like an Italian middle name.
Vincent John Vine Sauce.
So you were talking to the people on the Kojima Frequency today.
What did they say?
Oh, they encouraged more bullying of Apache. We got the okay.
We got the okay. All right.
Yippee.
He's the one you were like, I had these VTubers, these two big VTubers fighting in the commentary. Bloody hell. Bullocks. Please, Bullocks. Sir, I'd like some more.
He said my British accent was pretty good. I'm just saying.
Well,
he said that I sound like Oliver Twist when I say, please, sir, can I have some more? Isn't that what that's from? Oliver Twist?
Oliver Twist. That's the only line I know.
That's the only line I know.
Genuine question. What is Oliver Twist about? What do you mean, no, I know? What the hell do you know? What do you know?
It's a hard knock life for us.
That's Annie.
It's a hard knock. Oh.
Isn't that Annie? Genuinely.
It's a hard knock life.
I think that's Annie.
Is from Annie.
Oh my god, I can't believe I got something right.
But it's basically the same story, just one is British.
What is Annie about?
Annie is about a girl who's in an orphanage and then Daddy Morbucks comes and adopts her and she
becomes rich.
And lives in a rich place, yeah.
Okay, so does Oliver Twist also get adopted by a rich person? Wasn't Oliver Twist like working as a chimney boy?
Well, I think he was like a little orphan kid working And that's kind of like why Annie dies. All the kids at the orphanage are like being worked to like they're, you know,
to the bone.
Yeah, worked to the bone. Like they, the headmistress is not very nice.
Okay.
And I think that's the same with Oliver Twist. That's why he goes, "Please, sir, can I have some more?" And they're just like, "Oliver Twist, want some more?" And,
what?
And then
that sounds straight out of Harry Potter. That sounds like it's straight coming from Harry Potter. What the heck?
I think that, but then I think Oliver gets adopted and then he lives a happy, right? And then he sings "It's a Hard Knock Life."
Wait, is Oliver not the one who like dies in the cold with the matches?
What?
Seriously. Does he actually live a happy life?
Wait, are you thinking of, oh my gosh, what's it called? That story, the Scrooge McDuck, and he,
No, Scrooge McDuck is the ghost of Christmas Past.
Yeah, but there was a kid in that that also had the crutches.
I don't remember. I'm not.
We're confusing all of our British lore.
We talked about this before. Like, you know when you were saying how, oh, if you talk all day, you run out of stories? My biggest fear has been if I just keep talking, people will realize how little I know, how every memory I ever have blends, how dumb I am. But I think it's too late for that.
I think it's way too late. Wait, okay, hold on. Let's see. Hold on. I'm going to look up Oliver Twist short summary. Okay. The titular character is born an orphan and is forced into unjust and cruel situations, from child farms to workhouses to a life of crime. When does the happy part happen?
Hold on.
He is constantly thrown into trusting the wrong adults. The boy's innocence reveals the extreme suffering of the poor in Victorian England.
Okay. Hold on. The happy part is coming, right?
It's coming. He has to pickpocket. He's crimes. And then...
What were his crimes?
Where's the end? Oh, wait. Something about a monk. Oh, Monks is the guy's name. Monks. Mm-hmm. And he, A girl gets beaten to death. I don't remember any of it.
Where is the happy ending, Mint? I want to say myth for some reason. Mint.
Oh, Oliver and Mr. Brownlow move to the countryside where they spend the rest of their days together.
Mr. Brownlow?
I don't know who that is.
And they were roommates.
No, I think it's probably like some nice adult, the only nice adult in England,
in
apparently.
Story.
Apparently,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is the lesson, everybody. Don't trust adults in England.
Mm-mm. Or in anywhere, generally. Don't trust adults. And if you're an adult, don't even trust yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like every Disney and like Nickelodeon TV show.
Right?
Don't trust the adult.
Don't trust the adult. Yeah, I feel like I'm really, really bad with remembering all these stories and who does what and if they end happy or unhappy. They all just blend in my head.
Well, it's also hard because a lot of movies, if you watch like a dumbed down children's version of it, it kind of...
They change the story, right?
They change the stories, yeah, to make them a little bit happier.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm,
truly, mm-hmm. I don't think I remember anything about Oliver Twist. I think I made everything up in my head. I think I literally took Oliver Twist. I made him say, "Please, sir, can I have some more?" And then I plopped him right into the setting of Annie and said, "Okay, this is your life now." And I don't even think Annie is British.
I think Annie is American.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I remember singing that in like a big recital.
Day away. When are we going to Pasela?
Pasela! Oh my gosh. I passed one earlier today and I was like, I want to go in. Let's go to Pasela. For those who don't know, Pasela is a karaoke place.
Yeah. You know what? I would even tell you, let's go tonight, but I have to be up really early tomorrow for meetings.
Me too.
I have a 4 p.m. Eastern meeting, which is a 5 a.m. JST meeting. And I have to be up a little early before that.
Can you not change it for like a little bit later?
It's not worth it because I have back-to-back stuff. I have so much stuff for like, it's just not worth it. And that's also fair. I'm kind of tired. I'm going to pass out. I'm going to eepy.
Are you eepy now? Actually, we're coming up on an hour. We're at an hour 15 about or a little bit less. I'm coming up on that.
I feel like with jet lag, it's weird. I don't know if my memory is bad, but I feel like when I was younger, I didn't have jet lag this badly. Now that I'm older, I don't know if I'm just tired and old. Like I'm tired all the time now.
Okay, but you also like went through a heavy rainstorm. So, you know, that's going to... You said you did karaoke. That's kind of crazy.
We did. It was nice.
So how are we doing our art? Are we saving it or...
I think we should wait to see it on the podcast. I think the day of the podcast, we should see it. I don't think you should see the art before then.
Okay, I'm signing it right now.
Yeah. I'm not going to sign mine because I want you to...
Well, I just did my initials like a real artist.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me do that as well.
Yeah.
You're so
this
smart.
This is the full image. Yeah, you can see.
But yeah, we can definitely go beautiful. To... I want to... You know what else? Giri actually told me that she has a karaoke setup, so we can do like a karaoke stream from her place. But I feel like if we go... I really want to stream karaoke, but I feel like... Do you think it's good quality for the audience to have a karaoke stream?
I just don't think
it's like that good. Is it?
Wait, what do you mean good quality?
Like if we stream from a karaoke, from a like a pasela. I just don't think it's that good quality.
No, because especially like unless you have a good setup, like the noise gate and stuff, like say you do it from your phone, audio.
I mean, I could ask Oni Bro. Another problem, my typical stream time and yours too is like 7 a.m. Japan time.
Yeah. But
I mean, look, I would
karaoke
be down.
Karaoke places are 24 hours.
They are. I wouldn't mind going to a karaoke place at 7 in the morning, but it's still like 7, you know? But
I prefer
nice
not to go to karaoke places.
At 7 in the morning.
Yeah. For those who don't know, like some people will like go and sleep at karaoke places. Yeah. It's like kind of like a, you know, you can sleep at a what's it called? A manga cafe or something like that.
You know, because I think it's called Pasela Resorts, right?
Yeah.
I remember a while back I was getting my hair done like ages ago in Japan, and the lady that I came to, she said, she's like, oh, Pasela Karaoke. She's like, it's like a hotel. You can get everything. You can get drinks, food, snacks, sweets, anything. It's amazing.
That's like every karaoke place.
I know. But the girl was like, wow.
There are sometimes karaoke places, though, that like if you go into the bathroom, they'll have like mouthwash. Yep. They have face wash. Yep. They have like everything in there. There are some places that like really do offer a lot of amenities in their bathrooms for like.
And I always take like three mouthwashes. And then I gargle them on the street when nobody watches me.
On the street? Why don't you just do it in the bathroom?
Because then I keep them with me. I gargle the. I bring them with me.
Oh.
Okay, real talk. Do you want to see your art now or do you want to see it after? Because we could share. What do you prefer?
I think people would want to hear our reactions.
Okay. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Rock, paper. Oh, wait.
All right. I can start.
Well, here, let's just send them at the same time. Send them at the same time. Okay.
Let's send them on the Discord. So, the group. Okay. Three.
Hold on. I have to save mine. Matara.
Three.
No.
Two and three quarters.
No.
Two and a half. I love when you sound like a little kid when you're like,
I saved it. Okay. Three. Two, one, send.
Wow, you cooked! You did so good.
I told you.
Okay, right now you making that voice, it's perfectly fitting the image I made for you.
I look like Albert Einstein.
You do. What the hell? Okay, this is actually perfect. This is nice.
I told you I cooked. I told you.
You did such a good job.
Little Momo down there and everything.
I'm actually sensual and seductive.
I told you.
This should be my body pillow.
Oh.
I'm going to have this art as like a body pillow.
It could be one of those like tiny body pillows, you know?
Yeah, this is really nice.
Thank you. I like yours too.
Yeah, tell me how you like
it. It's not accurate at all, but that's okay.
What do you mean? I literally looked at your photo that you sent me.
Well, it looks like I'm wearing like a cape, like a scarf, like a winter. It's a winter version.
Yeah. You're the girl with the matches outside. Wait, no, I think she, you know, dies from the cold. So maybe not. No, you will live forever.
Well, I am a ghost. Wait, no. You forgot my triangle. So this is how I died. I was trying to sell matches for Christmas presents.
No. I just feel it looks... When I think of you and I think of your emotions, these are the emotions that come out.
How would you describe this emotion? Because is my mouth, is that a tongue or is that my mouth open?
It's your tooth.
Oh, it's my tooth.
I describe this emotion as like you're crazy and angry and erratic. Like crazy, angry, erratic, neurotic.
Okay. You keep adding. You keep adding on. Yeah.
Yeah. And how would you describe
so sensual and beautiful and, you know.
But I also look like I'm trolling you, which actually fits me so good.
you like kind of, I don't know where, you're not looking at the camera. You're looking off the camera. Mm. You're looking at someone. You're really giving them like kind of like a bedroom eyes. Yeah. You're just like, I imagine if in this form you talk like SpongeBob because of your.
I need to ask you this. So. As you know, I don't have very good eyesight on my flesh woman, so I tend to squint. I've had people tell me, oh, when you're squinting, it looks like you're doing bedroom eyes. But I'm really just squinting. You've noticed this. Like when I focus on what we're talking about, I squint. Yeah,
to me, it looks like you're squinting. But
I can't explain it, but squinting helps me hear better.
No, I think that's... A lot of people understand that.
Right?
A lot of old people, yeah.
Like squinting, you bitch. Squinting helps me hear better.
To get your eyes checked this trip.
Yay! I'm actually taking the Vishojo JPCO. This is what he's going to do on his day off. He's going to go with me to get my eyes checked and get me glasses.
Yeah. So perfect.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Sorry, that's what you're doing.
Yes.
I'm healing him. And then I'm going to make him take me for pizza and he has to pay. Mint, I'm any last words and prayers? Sorry, you glad?
No, sorry. I was going to say, I'm glad that we have our little arts of each other. So cute.
This was such a great idea. You're such a cutie patootie.
See, I had fun drawing it. I was drawing the whole time. Our editor just said that our drawings are masterpieces.
I think so. I think they're really, really sweet.
I think so too.
I love them.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we have merch, everybody. Don't forget our merch is only available until
October
the
1st.
Last episode. October 1st.
2 weeks
sorry,
after
right.
the first episode. October
yes,
1st.
Yes. Yeah, last episode.
Yeah. 2 weeks after. Did I say before?
Yeah, you said the first episode.
Oh, after the last episode.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Is
so
crazy.
I know. So there's only just a little bit of time left, about a month, that you can get merch if you want stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, grab it if you want anything that you haven't grabbed yet. Yeah. Because once it's gone, we're not bringing it back.
This really has been a time capsule for me. And I really, really appreciate it. We've had such a great summer. And I know, listen, I don't want to get emotional. We still have a few episodes left. And we're going to, you know, talk about the stuff that we did. But thank you. Thank you for coming on this journey with me.
Yeah.
And thank you
thanks
to our
for
listeners.
Inviting me.
This was
thanks
awesome.
To the listeners. Thanks to our patrons who are on the screen now.
Yeah.
Patrons.
I know we're thinking of the patrons, but I have to add one more thing. Thank you for you know, agreeing to do this, even though like, you know, you didn't know that talking this much was going to be a thing. But now you know that, you know, that's a lot of talking in a week for you.
Yeah, I do not regret it. I am glad that I have had this experience.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
Seance experience. Patrons, you're beautiful. You're wonderful. Listeners, viewers, you're beautiful. You're wonderful. What should be our, should they use the word masterpiece today?
Oh my gosh. I was just about to say masterpiece.
You're my masterpiece.
Yeah.
I like the view.
You're my best fan.
Bye-bye. Have a great summer.
Thank you, everyone. Hugs. Hugs.
Hugs.
Thank you. And hugs. And you know, if you also want to draw your best friend or your friends or whatever, maybe,
draw us in paint. Hashtag Mintara Mondays.
Yes, draw us in paint and post it. Mintara Mondays.
Mintara Mondays. Bye bye. With your mouse.
With your mouse, yeah. No tablets allowed, everybody.
No tablets allowed. No skill allowed.
Yeah, these masterpieces came from our bare hands.
All art, all soul, all passion, all energy, all heart, all hags.